Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
How many people you think sitting there with their mouth open, eyes wide, saying, what is Kel thinking about? He started the show with Rick James busting out? Yes. Yes. Because we busted out this Thursday, Friday episode of Kel's Corner. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. How are you, sis? What's going on?
Bruh, I'm doing great. But I can't, you got to, oh, there you go. I couldn't hear you at first.
I figured that.
Yeah. I can't play it, you know what I'm saying? They cut me off over here. That's why I was like going in and out, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on,
What's going on, man? We're in the same boat. We're in the same boat. You know what? Today, Tree, first thing this morning, first of all, a shout out and a congratulations to DC Metro Police Department because they were finally out at the subway station. Where the young homeless addicts, and I call them addicts because they're always doing drugs. They're always smoking or shooting or snorting or whatever. And this morning it was so good to get off the train, walk to go outside, and DC Metro Police were in full force, and I don't know why or what made them be there, but it was good to see those guys out there and all the youngins dispersed. You know what I mean? None of them stayed in the path of the working people. You know what I mean? And that was so good. It was so good to see that and not have to, cause, I mean, when you have to walk through, first thing in the morning, you're walking through a crowd of smoke. You're walking through these young people just standing around the subway doing nothing. You know, it's kind of discouraging first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. First of all, because I don't, believe me, y'all, I'm not bougie at all. We all know that. You know, I'm as hood as the next man. But when I'm going to work, it is very discouraging to see these cats younger than you and I, Tree, begging, asking for money. You know, And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, we always found a way to get money, whether it was carrying people's grocery bags at the grocery store or taking the older individuals, trash out or washing their car, cutting the grass, raking the leaves, shoveling snow, painting a room. We always found ways to make money. And these youngsters now, Tree, you better not hand them no change. Oh, no. Oh, no. They love the stuff that jingles, but they appreciate the stuff that folds. And I'm like, okay, well, the stuff that's folded is worked for, is earned. No one just gives you that. You have to earn that, you know? And they're looking at me like, I'm crazy. Am I crazy, Treats? Have we really gotten that far as a people, as the human race? Have we really gone that low that we're just paying people what they request to get out of our face now? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, that'll... You cussing and fussing on your way to where you're trying to get to.
Hmm.
Yeah, because, look. Go ahead.
Again, listen. Now, I told you they weren't there because Metro Police were there in full. They weren't hanging around the escalator when we got off, so that was a good thing. But I walked down the street, Trees.
Mm-mm.
And I'm greeted by Randy Rat. You hear me?
Not Randy.
And this man.
Come on, not Ben. Not Ben Cousin.
Listen, Ben Cousin, Randy Rat. I mean, the Bama had on a fitted cap, tilted to the side.
No.
He had a little back door. I'm walking down the street. Me and my man, you know, we walking, talking about, you know, sports, as we always do. And
did it run across your foot?
No, he didn't run across my foot. But when he did,
God, I would die.
You know the little trash can that they have downtown, right? The little metal wrapped trash can. That bama jumped in that thing and somehow climbed up to the top of that trash can and stood up and looked at us as we was walking by and gave that, you know, arms crossed.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yo, bro, no, I'm the girl. I'm dead now. He didn't have on the hat and the gold chain.
I know that.
Yeah, I just imagined that. But the bama crossed his arms and looked at us like, yo, what's up? I was like, oh, my goodness. I feel like I'm in an episode of Dr. Doolittle. You know? I feel like I'm in an episode of Dr. Doolittle.
No, sir.
And my boy, he cracked up laughing. He was like, man. He was like, are you telling me that this rat is communicating with us? I was like, look at him. Look at him, Joe. Yeah, he climbed to the top of the trash can and got on the rim and was like, yo, what's up? That's what the bama looked like he was saying. For real. Real talk. I'm telling you, Trees. I was just like, yeah. I was like, you know what? Randy, Rhett, you will be my talk on Kale's Corner today.
Oh, Lord.
Nobody going to believe me. Nobody going to believe me. Them rats getting bold, young. They doing introductions now. You hear me? Introductions. Yeah. And the bama asked me, what y'all going to talk about on Kale's Corner? I said, well, we're going to break down the NBA by division. Lady T is going to bring the championship round of Lady T's pick. And we're going to discuss the NFL championship round in depth, winners and losers. I asked him, what, you and your homeboys going to get together and listen to the show? He said, man, I don't know, Joe. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Oh, Lord.
It's hard out here for a pimp. I said, man, come on, bro. We need your support. We need your support, man. You know? He said, yeah, man. I'm going to see what the fella's doing, and we'll get back at you with that. But, yeah, you know, I thought I'd tell you guys that a lighter, funnier story about me and the situation with rats in D.C. Because, like Tree C, them bammers normally startle me. They normally catch me off guard. But I saw Randy Rat coming my way, you know what I mean, with his hip-hop gear and all of that, so... I thought that would be funny. that would be funny to you guys. Yeah, that about. All right, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to break it down again. We're going to talk to NBA by divisions, trades, and rumors and things going on. Lady T is going to bring the championship round, y'all, of Lady T's picks. And you know what, T, as I was typing that in, I was like, I can't believe we here already. You know what I mean?
Already.
It's like, already. You know, we've just about gone, well, we can say, well, no, because it's still this championship round and the Super Bowl. I'm holding on. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're not complete with the season, but it's just amazing. Damn near. You ain't never lied, you know? So, hey, man, I hope you guys enjoyed the ride as much as we did.
Yeah.
All the jokes, the laughs, even the times when people have gotten mad, Tree, over, over their team losing or gotten their feelings. Hey, we appreciate it all. We had fun with y'all. We really, truly had fun with y'all. We want to keep on having fun with y'all. Lady Keith is going to go in depth with you all and let you know exactly what all will be counted in this week's round. And this championship round of Lady T's pick, there's going to be some more, first of all, that we pay, and it's going to be some more that we have to make a guess on. Lady T will inform you and clean all that up, you know, as you normally do. So, now, we're going to take a quick one, 563-999-3782. And I want to go back to Simone Rick, man. I was feeling that. Yes, I'm back.
We're on the right way to the beat.
Well, all right, you squares. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Out. Yeah, baby. Yeah, take it back. That was our Saturday, Saturday morning cleaning music, you know? My mom get us up on Saturday mornings, and we got to clean our different stations of the house, you know? One of us had the living room, one had the kitchen, one had the bathroom, and everybody cleaned their own damn bedroom. But, moms would have music like that blasting while we in there doing our work, getting everything accomplished. So, yeah. Tribute to Mom. Hey, Mom. Love you, baby. Miss you. All right. NBA. Let's talk NBA, man. The Wizards. And listen, guys, I'm going to say this. I saw, now, it was versus the Houston Rockets. Let's take that into consideration. Let's take that into account. But, I got to give them their props on the team basketball that they played last night, because they were down by 10. They were down by 10 in that third quarter, and it was just like something clicked, something motivated them, and them boys just started playing ball. And, I mean, they started playing good ball. Daniel Gafford, Wright, even Nunn, you know, the new guy.
Yeah, he looked good.
You know, so
yeah,
he looked good last night. So kudos to the Wizards, and it was good to see those guys, stand up for themselves like they did. And I'm not going to go on Bradley Beal, because I've received comments and text messages about Bradley Beal. I'm just going to say we'll wait and see at the end of the season when it all count, when it come playoff time. All right? So,
okay. Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we're going to break down this Eastern Conference first. Spoke of the Wizards team. They're at number 11 right now, currently. We got the Bulls at number 10 with a record of 22-25. The Pacers at number 9, 24-25. Atlanta Hawks, 24-24 at number 8. The New York Knicks, number 7 at 26-28. Number 6, the Miami Heat, 27-22. Cavaliers, 29-20. At number 5, the Nets at number 4, 29-17. The Bucks at number 3 at 30-17. The 76ers, the Philadelphia 76ers are number 2 at 30-16. And the Celtics are still holding it down in the East at number 1, 35-14. Now, I'm going to run over the Western Conference real quick. We got the Golden State Warriors at number 10, 23-24. The Minnesota Timberwolves, 24-25.
That's an old one.
Yeah. All right, well, give me the new one.
the new list is 10 is the Utah Jazz, 25-26. The Timberwolves at 9, 25-25. And then the Warriors, they're at number 8 at 24-24. The Suns are number 7 at 25-24. The Mavericks are number 6 at 25-24. The Clippers are number 5 at 26-24. The Pelicans are number 4 at 26-23. The Kings are number 3 at 27-20. The Grizzlies are number 2 at 31-17. And the Denver Nuggets are number 1 at 34-15.
Okay, so
yeah.
So the Warriors, Timberwolves, and Jazz have switched places.
Yeah.
Because I got from 7 all the way to 1, we got the same team from the Suns all the way up to the Nuggets. So the Jazz, Timberwolves, and Warriors have switched places. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we keep these like we got it, y'all. That's just why we keep it like we got it, because we want to know what everybody is doing at each particular point of this season.
Right.
You know what I mean? Great catch. But let me say this, though, real quick, before we take these calls.
Okay.
Now Steph Curry and Jordan Poole seem to have a little discord. Steph Curry wanted to shoot a shot versus the Grizzlies, and Poole was like, you know, I'm hot too. I'm having a good shooting night myself, And then Steph Curry got mad and threw his mouthpiece, and he was ejected from the game. What is going on here? What is going on here? Is it a situation where, and believe me, y'all, this is a reach. I'm going to say that before I say it. This is a reach. This
okay.
is a reach. But, David make me sick. Yeah. He talking about something. Hold up. Moms wasn't playing no Rick James Bama. Shut up, David. He threw me off. Okay, this is a reach on my part, y'all. Now, they said Draymond Green was threatened by Jordan Poole's stardom and notoriety as one of the big three on Golden State, removing Draymond from that big three. Could Steph be feeling the same thing? Could Steph be like, you know?
No.
Yeah, that's what
sir.
I said too, but why
no,
else he throw his mouthpiece?
Okay, so listen, he knows that it's Gary B all weekend. He knows that's coming up, right? So he want to be a certain games ahead. So he just felt like, and he missed the shot. Who missed the shot? So he felt like, you know, even though I know you got the green light, young man, I'm still that person on the team, but
when it was all over with,
he got put out. Right, he did what he did. He got put out. At the end, did you see they hugged it out and you know make sure he was good and all that. They hugged it out. He threw his mouthpiece too. Pooh. At the end, you know, just to bring some humor to it to let them know that we good. I know he was mad at that moment, but we not gonna let it linger. We good. So I think they're good.
Okay.
It just was in the heat of the moment. I think it was in that moment.
Okay.
That happened.
Okay.
Unfortunate.
I can take that.
But he throw his mouthpiece all the time, though. If you go back and look, he throw his mouthpiece all the time. He gets technical fouls for that all the time. Just so happened, this time it hit somebody. That's why, they threw him out because
Okay. All right, let's take our call. And we're going to take these calls in the order that they came in. 007,
okay.
You first up. What's up, 007?
Hey, 007.
Oh, man, it's a happy day. Happy Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, look,
hello.
My bad. Jordan Poole, right? He need to respect his elders.
He had to one early.
Real early.
Yeah. I had a call on the other end.
Yeah, we heard him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we heard him. But go ahead, Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole need to respect his elders, you know what I'm saying? Stephon Curry, you know, is that dude. He's an all-star. That's that. You know what I'm saying? You had a problem with Draymond Green, you know, before the season. Like, you're becoming a cancer right now. You're not, you know what I'm saying, helping out.
Time out.
I don't think he's becoming a cancer. I think
Doing that.
Exactly.
I mean, he'll become a cancer doing that because they won't be able to go on those,
the
street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'll be when you do that, team, you know, sink when you know, negative stuff, you know what I'm saying, like that come about. Team going to lose the streets.
Okay.
You're saying, in short, his actions could hurt the chemistry of the team.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right, let's take another call. Good point. I didn't think of
that.
That's a good point. Brother T, what it do? What's up, last week Lady T's winner?
All right. How's everyone doing? How y'all doing?
Hey, Teddy.
Good, bro.
Well, I agree with what Lady T was saying as far as, it was just at the heat of the moment, you know, stuff got mad and all that. And like you said, they hugged it out. You know, he threw his thing at the end to show human and all that. They did that. But I'm going to disagree with 007 as far as he's saying Youngin being a cancer. I don't think so.
Right.
I was looking at that thing. They need that Youngin because Clay ain't the same and Steph can't do it by himself. And Draymond don't give you nothing on offense, so that's your other offensive punch. But I want to say this. Steph has been a leader. He ain't supposed to do that. And also being the face of the NBA. Come on, man. You throwing your mouthpiece. That's come out your mouth. That's poisonous. And then you, like you say, you throwing a projectile. That's, you can assault somebody. You hit, as you say, hit someone. What if you put somebody eye out? You know? Or what have you. So, Listen to me. Listen to me, man. Can I finish?
Yeah.
How close they was,
yeah.
And then, like I say, he hit saliva. You don't know what germs he has, and what if that saliva
right.
got in the eye, then down the line that I got infected. I'm just hypothetically saying, you know what I'm saying? But he shouldn't be throwing
right.
no mouthpiece. And through no crowd, man. I can see if he slammed it down to the ground, what have you, okay. But you throwing it into the audience, man, to where, it's like I said,
yeah,
it can hit, it
germs.
Can put somebody
out,
man.
That's
yeah, I
germs.
I think he was trying, the way it came out, like he was trying to, like, fling it, like, you know, if it could bounce off the floor. But it got away from his hand. Like, that's why you shouldn't throw things. Because it don't come out, it don't go where you're necessarily aiming for. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
you might not have been aiming. Like he said, you might not have been aiming at the crowd, but you probably was trying to throw it at the ground or far away from you in a vertical direction. But sometimes it's wet. It's juicy. It got water. It's wet. So when you throw it, it ain't going to go the way you want it to go. You know what I mean? Like, I say juicy. But, I mean, you know, it's full of saliva, like he's saying. So it ain't going to go.
Well,
it ain't going to go the way that you may think it's going to go. Like, it's not
a dry surface, like a rock. I'm going to say this. With all the medical tests that these NBA players go through, if your saliva has some type of germ in it that can contaminate someone else, they need to ask
they
more tests.
That.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong, Kel. They don't do no tests. Listen, he might have gingivitis disease. He might have periodontal disease. They ain't going to test you for that. And that ain't going to keep him from out to be in the NBA, you know? So, but him as a leader, he shouldn't be displaying that type of display. If you got a problem with Youngin, when y'all get back into huddle, yo, man, I was open. Give me that ball, Youngin. You know what I mean? Like you say, this is my team. But to display that, man, you being the leader of that team, you know, that's not good.
Would you want somebody to throw a
mouthpiece at you with saliva on it, you know, and hit you in your eye, hit your baby girl in the eye? Come on, man.
I think as the leader of the team, you've already accomplished everything that you need to. Your name is your name. You're fighting with a young man that's trying to make his name. Now, everybody had to understand when Steph Curry throwing up three-pointers from half court and all of this. Everybody on the team and the fans had to understand that while he's making his name for himself. So why is it a problem now that this young man is making a name for himself? Because he was on a great shooting streak last night. He was on a great shooting streak. So, Curry, like you just said, Ted, that man is y'all's second option for scoring. Let him score, bruh. You getting so mad that you throwing your mouthpiece? Tantrum. That is a tantrum. And as a leader of a team, you cannot throw tantrums. You can't. You can't, bruh. You got to let that man do what he do. Do what he does and leave it alone. Leave it alone. And like you said, in that locker room, you come to him and tell him, hey, look, bruh, when I'm open, give me the ball, man. Just that simple. But throwing tantrums out on the court. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
When you get through.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay. Now say if they would have lost that game because Jordan Poole did make that layup, you know, on the pass, inbound pass, which Memphis should have never, they should have been in a better defensive player. I will talk about that if you want to later. But anyway, he did make that winning basket, okay, which they won. But what if they would have lost? Like you said, then you can't depend on Corey because he's not in the game. So, you know, it's just, as a leader, man, we got to do better. We got to do better as a leader,
exactly.
As leaders, period, man. You know,
exactly.
All around, man.
When I was in the military, right, and I didn't understand this for anything, they used to make the section chief, the guys who was in charge of each section, you had to be the last one in the mess hall to eat, and nobody could beat you out. No one. Well, it finally dawned on me, okay, the military is doing this because, yes, eating is necessary. It's a part of what we do. But at the same time, we got to be quick about it. We have to eat it now and taste it later. And I hated that. I used to beg the section chief, dude, slow down, man. Why you eating so fast? Because he would tell me, McClain, if I eat slower, then I'm the one that's going to get punished. And I'm a southern eater, man. I take my time and enjoy my food. And he was like, not here. You can't do that here. You cannot do that here, bro. And I'm telling you, shower shoes on and PT shorts. I said never again. I'm just gonna have to wolf it down. I'm gonna have to wolf it down. It just is what it is.
Right.
But he didn't show me up as the leader. He didn't get aggressive and curse me and throwing things or anything like that. He handled it as a leader does. He came to me and talked to me one on one, McClain. You're going to have to shovel that food down a little faster, man. It's just that simple. I'm not going to get in trouble for you. I'm not going to be the last one out of the mess hall. And I just be like, man, that's crazy, Joe. You supposed to look out for us. You're the leader. You supposed to watch our back. And he was like, it might not seem like I'm watching your back, but trust me, I'm watching your back, bro. And after that, I realized, listen, the third time that I had to cut that field in the shower shoes and PT shorts, I realized in my mind, it's a military thing, bruh. You can't go off script and go wild on me, and I can't be the last person out the mess hall. I can't. And I didn't, you know, I was mad about that, but that's the way it was. Come on in here, Lou. What's happening?
Hey, Lou.
That's kind of strange, but, well, I guess when you get to this point, you know, nothing should be too surprising.
No.
This point in the season.
No. It was surprising to me that they kept coming up with different punishments because I was the last one out of the mess hall. And hey, it just seemed, they will and they way was a little stronger than mine. Seriously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. But I kept a locker full of snacks because I would eat all my food. I didn't get to eat all my food. I mean, this dude is Helix. What's his name?
I didn't have that.
And Helix used to go in there. I'm serious, y'all. It was like he would take his spoon, scrape it across his whole plate, and stuff everything in his mouth at the same time. And I'm like, damn, man. I can't eat that fast. But, I learned.
You live and learn.
But, yeah. Lou, you got anything you want to say about this Poole and Steph Curry situation?
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, you think your teammates will be able to get along with each other. But there's always something brewing, especially with the Warriors. Mm. Look, I know you had the best season that you were hoping for, but, you know, take it out on, you know, on your own teammates, you know, it's just plain wrong.
Mm. Hey, you know what?
To work together.
That's a point that I didn't think of. The frustration with this Warriors.
I mean, you know, you're on the same team, you know, and, you know, you got to try to work it out together. I mean, you know, it's one thing if you're going to have an opponent, and, you know, you want to kick them in the groin. Well, okay, maybe not that much, but, you know, as a team, you're supposed to work together, not pick each other apart. I mean,
Probably
won't be the chance again this year, and you're struggling, but come on, don't make it like it's going to be 2019 all over again. Well, you don't need that.
Right. Great point. Great point.
Their worst season probably since the early 80s. Oof, they were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's go to Brother Tang. What's up, Tang?
Hey, Tang.
How y'all doing today? Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? Hey, Miss T.
Hey, hey.
Lou.
Hey, hey.
006. And the rest of the gang. How
That's
y'all doing?
Thursday.
Same to you, 007. Happy Thursday, baby. Well, look,
yeah.
I agree with everything y'all saying, right? But I'm just saying, like, this new age basketball, it make everything so technical about everything. Because this is not the first time. Man, we was watching this in the 80s. You think you never saw a player get mad at another player before?
Right.
It's just that thing is so pointed. They make and then the news got to make that go on. I mean, you know, everybody, they just make it out of nothing to me. I think it ain't nothing. I mean, it's two brothers. I ain't never make it that far. I'm just shooting at the court with the homies. And they didn't curse me out, or I didn't curse them out for doing something. But we cool. Yeah. It's just what happens in the heat of the moment, I believe.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Come on, 55.
I can't believe they ran in the top 10.
What's up, everybody? Yeah. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's
57?
Up, bro?
How's it going, everybody?
Hey,
listen, I'm not defending Steph Curry for what he did, because he shouldn't have done it. But the problem is not the way they characterize it on TV or the media. He was upset because they had a play set, and the man that was supposed to get the ball was wide open in the corner to take the shot. And like Kale and Sis have said, Jordan Poole has the green light to shoot because he can shoot. Mm-hmm. And instead of making that pass, he took the shot. If he had hit the shot, Curry probably wouldn't have done anything at all. But he missed the shot. And that's why Curry was upset. You know, I don't think it was because he, you know, I'm the star of the team. I'm sure he already knows that. But I don't think that's why he got upset. I think it was because they just didn't run the play. And normally if they were in a better position – where they were leading the league or number two in the league, like where they normally stand, he probably wouldn't have gotten upset. But because they struggling to get back into running, it bothered him more than it normally would. Now, as far as mistakes go, I'm glad that a camera doesn't follow me all day long for 4 hours and they report everything that I do, you know, because there are moments when I want to throw some of everything across the room, you know. So that's all I want to say. Like I said, I'm not making an excuse for him, but you got a camera on you for 4 hours and you playing an aggressive game, you know, and it just happened to get away from you for a moment, you know. It shouldn't characterize your behavior.
Look at in that Washington Giants game, that Sunday night game, where I felt like we were seated, I had to remind myself, man, that's your TV, man.
That's right.
I was trying to throw it. Hey, look, and all the soft stuff, that I could have thrown, like my Redskins teddy bear and the little banners. It just wasn't going to hit hard enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what I did was go outside and crunch like two Redskins teddy. And after I crushed them, I felt so much better. But then I looked at my canes and was like, "Chill, you got to control yourself, man. This is just football,
man." Yeah, you got
to put down, bro. They cheated us, man. They cheated us bad. We all agree on that. They cheated us bad.
Yeah.
57, I'm with you. I am with you. I have to put myself in a rubber room when I'm watching the game sometimes and be careful that what I throw don't bounce back and hit me. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
hey, Bakil, can I ask 57 this? Now, 57, I thought on that play, I thought whatever play they ran whatever play, then they gathered on a rebound, and somehow the pass came to Poole, you know, after offensive rebound, then the pass came to him, and then Curry was up at the top of the key more so, you know, and he was, you know, calling for the ball. So that's what I thought it was. I didn't think it was off of plays, you know, a set play that they was running. I thought that play had broke down. And like I said, they got the offensive rebound.
No, it hadn't broke down.
No.
He was supposed to whip it. He was supposed to whip it back to the horn. He was supposed to whip it back to Curry. And Klay Thompson was standing in the corner posing for the shot.
Mm-hmm.
He was ready to take the shot.
Yeah.
And
but
that's the way it was supposed to go. But Poole took the
rebound?
Shot and missed it. No, it was. He took
the rebound.
It was a pass, and I can't remember if hold on. Let me say this. I couldn't remember if it was out of bounds, or all I know is that Curry was smacking his hand for the ball, but Poole took the shot.
That is true.
It was supposed to go to the horn and then to Klay Thompson in the corner, but Poole decided to take the shot, which he was open. He was open.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like he just missed the shot. And Curry got upset. He got upset. You know?
Yeah.
Like I said, though, Ted, I'm not defending Curry for what he did because it got him thrown out the game. And if you're that concerned about where your team are in the standings, you shouldn't do anything that's going to cause you not to be out there in the second half when they need you. You know?
Uh-huh.
So I'll say that right there. He should have been smarter than that. But I'm not gonna characterize him as a bad guy.
Clap your hands together.
Stomp
the feet. Clap your hands together. Don't stop throwing stuff.
Yeah.
That's
don't
throw
something
will
get you put out the game.
Exactly.
Wait till the next time out when you all are on the bench at the next time out and express, "Hey, bro, look, man, run the play as it's designed, man. I don't care if you're open. This man was over there wide open waiting because it was his play. It was his shot to make or miss. It was his. You can't. That's not how we win here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And he knows. Poole has been a part of their championship team.
Right.
So he knows how they win as a team.
Yes, true. I think everybody meant well in that moment. Everybody meant well. Like Poole, he knew he messed up. Like as soon as he took the shot, you could look on his face. You could tell he knew he messed up. But they had to keep going. They had to keep playing the game. You know, they had to. You know, that's why he made that winning shot at the end, because he knew that he messed up. He knew it. So he depended. He made up for it at the end.
Right.
Which was a good thing.
Debo made a point here. At the same time, you don't want the kid to freeze up and not play his game.
No.
Right?
That's true.
You don't.
That's true.
But it wasn't for him. It wasn't for him. So he had no reason to freeze up and do nothing, none of that, all that. He didn't have a reason to, because he wasn't supposed to take that shot. So what – I respect what Debo's saying, but that ain't had nothing to do with what we talking about right here, right now. Because if we give him the shot and he frees up, then that's something. Then we could be talking about that. But he wasn't supposed to take the shot. That's why Klay was standing in the corner waving his hands like he was doing jumping jacks. because it was for him.
Okay. That man gonna shoot his shot
regardless.
Right. But I mean, when the leader of the team is showing his anger towards you that blatant, I think he will freeze up in moments. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't want that. Who wants that?
Right.
You don't want the leader of your team at odds with you. Because guess what that means? That means that you a couple of them passes might not go your way.
But he was already arguing because you're doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. If he's supposed to be shooting the ball, he's not gonna be throwing his. You think he's gonna be throwing his mouthpiece because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing? No.
Hey, can I interject this, Kale?
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me make my last point. Yeah, let me make my last point. Hold on, then you can come right behind me. But he's not gonna like lose his temper, throw stuff, do a tantrum like we calling it. He's not going to do that if he's doing the right thing when he's supposed to be doing it. Steph Curry ain't never been a selfish player. Like, if he wasn't even mad because he wanted to shoot the ball. He mad because somebody else was supposed to be shooting the ball. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he just wanted to go the way it's supposed to go to let everybody know what we doing. Wait a minute. Hold on. What we doing is the right thing. And if we play team ball, then we all eat like we've been eating. You know what I mean? That's what I think he was so hyped up about.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Come on, kid.
All right, like I was saying, man, what happened was with 123 remaining in the fourth quarter and the Warriors leading by two, Klay Thompson missed a mid-range jumper that would have doubled the Warriors' lead. Dante DiVincenzo grabbed the offensive board and quickly passed to Jordan Poole, and that's where things got out of hand. With Curry calling for the ball, Poole threw up a quick three-pointer. He missed. Curry, out of apparent frustration with Poole, angrily tossed his mouthpiece into the stands. That's what I tell y'all. It was off of a rebound. When he got the rebound, here's when he got passed to the young man. It wasn't off
we
of a set
play. We gave you that, Ted. We gave you that. We said that.
You said it was off of a set play, young man.
We said we wasn't sure if it was an offensive rebound or a pass. We said that.
Yeah.
Nobody disputes you like that, bro.
No, we sure wasn't.
Damon,
I know I wasn't.
And Damon cleared up his point. He said, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying don't go too hard on him for taking a bad shot.
I definitely feel
that. It leads to speculation and questions that they don't want to answer by the media, such as what's going on here, what's the discord? Because that boy taking a bad shot can't upset you that much. So what is really the issue? What is really bothering you? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I understand that because we all know the media is going to look for a narrative with everything done out there on that court. They're going to look.
Yeah.
Cause that's their job. That's their job. They can't write on the blog or in the paper, Curry got a little upset and leave it at that. No, they are going to speculate off of the questions that they ask after the game. You know, I'm just saying, if you are a leader, keep your head as a leader, man. Keep your head as a leader, boy. Don't lose it like that.
I'm only saying.
Yeah.
You know, he's human. You know what I'm saying? And I know
he's a human moment.
I know he's a leader and all that, but sometimes your emotions, you know, you just held it in so long and so many years. Every now and then, it gets the best of you, and that was just one of them times. It looked like because he was just so angry and frustrated, he needed to get it out. So I don't know. I'm making excuses for him because I like him.
Yeah, me too.
And Right. I mean, and I like him sometimes, and sometimes I don't, you know, because of the way he
right.
does things. But I like him because he just that much passionate about what he's doing and what he believes in on that court. He breathed that. He breathed basketball.
But Treat, there's a thin line between being passionate and showing up your teammates. It's a
it
real
is.
I forget.
That's why I say I'm a little biased.
Like I previously said, players on that Golden State team have had to bite their tongue and not say certain things when Curry felt, I'm hot. I'm shooting from anywhere. Now, I will say this. In Curry's favor, he usually makes those shots. He normally
right.
makes
I was
those
gonna say
shots.
That.
So I understand where he's coming from with that. But at the same time, dude, we're talking about a young player, a pup, a cub here. You know what I'm saying? He's already been punched in his face and humiliated worldwide, and now. You know, a star on the team. It just needs to make people think that they don't really like Jordan Poole. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why I think, but Kale, that's why I think at the end, like at the end of the game, he made it his business to be there for him when he came out to say, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I hate that it was Steph Curry the one who, you know, that did this. But it was. I can't change it. But he made it his business at the end of the game to be there when he came through that tunnel to say, look, man, I don't know what he whispered in his ear, but they hugged for a good little minute, and I'm quite sure as a human being, he knew he was wrong, you know what I mean? And I know he probably said he was wrong in the moment, you know? So I'm really glad that he did that. And I'm quite sure he apologized to him in the end. But you know, he human, and I would say for
you
anybody
know,
that did that.
Yep. Let me ask you this: we can't see what they're saying, sis. But Tom Brady,
right.
I'm sure Tom Brady, when he over there on the sideline screaming and yelling, he ain't saying, "I love you, y'all playing y'all's best today." You know,
right.
I'm guarantee you, he's saying some stuff. That if you heard it on camera, you would be like, dang, he talking to them like that? The leader of the team? You know? You know?
That's what I was thinking. It's been going on since the
80s. It happens. That's what I'm saying. People are human.
I didn't watch everybody. I didn't watch all of them get on players. And I mean, scream on them. And you can see the choice words coming out their mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Got on a few of them.
Nothing new.
The press got a job, and their job is to make us. They
got
to do their job. That's why you got so many different shows come on. First Take, Get Up,
everybody.
You got a hundred.
Because everybody got an opinion.
Everybody got an opinion.
Yeah. And I told Miss T today, I forgot which one. It was that one with Broussard. I said, that's just why I don't look at this stuff. Because he was on there saying they be saying some stupid stuff on there sometimes to me, man.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. Yeah, because sometimes you be looking at the TV like, what game are you looking at?
It's like they have to make controversy. It's got to be a problem with something. And you be like, man, I don't understand what you're talking about, man.
Debo said they grooming Poole for the future of the franchise. Steph got frustrated, but they'll be fine. Steph was frustrated.
I agree with that.
I agree with it as well. But as a leader, you have to maintain a certain decorum as a leader. And like
and you
say,
you're right, big bro.
Steph,
the way it is,
Steph was thrown out early. What if they needed Steph down the road? You know what I mean? You can't allow yourself to get caught up in a situation like that where your frustration lead your thoughts. You can't do that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, hey,
that's
again, I'm like you.
Sometimes
I'm like you
it's
too.
Good to go off. Sometimes it's good to pop your cork and go off. His bad part was, as he threw his mouthpiece, his mouthpiece that went into the crowd. You got to remember, Memphis is their arch enemy now because they're the closest that's come to dethroning them.
Right.
Memphis
right.
is digging
right.
in them every night, everybody out there talking stuff to Kerry and everybody every night. So he like probably hate to lose to them. And I agree with everybody
right.
that said he's as a leader, he shouldn't have done that. But everybody, just because you're a leader don't mean you can't make a human mistake every now and then and not get dragged across the United States for doing it.
Right.
Like Tang said, right. they've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Not dragged across the United States. I can't with him.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, this is a story that everybody's
yeah,
talking
everybody
about
dragging.
Everywhere. This is a so
yeah,
he's right. being trust.
But wait,
he's
did you hear what he said, Joe? Did you
What's
hear what
that?
He said in the press conference? He said, I threw my mouthpiece and it hit the ground. Did it, I don't know, did it leave a dent in the ground? It didn't warrant for me to be thrown out. I was like, oh. Okay.
Now, Curry, I'm not cool with you making light of that because that is a sign of you didn't learn anything from that by making light
of the situation.
No, that was
right after. That was right after.
Yeah, but still, you, I don't know. For me, it's just,
now when he come back
dude,
this time, it's gonna be a totally different statement. Watch what I tell you. See, when they catch
oh,
you
yeah.
like right there, you be fresh and you be and you're still in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You hot and all that. So he said that. Now watch when he come back again. He gonna explain what happened and into detail, and he gonna give it
right.
to you raw like that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
but the lawyers didn't talk to him.
Yeah. He got a lashing.
Absolutely.
He done got a lashing by the lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
definitely going to change. Come on in here, Ted. Ted, what up? What else were you saying?
Nothing. I'm good.
You good? All right.
Covered. I mean, everything's been said about it. That's enough about it, really.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick one, 563. 999-3782. Excuse me.
Don't forget my show on Saturday from 4 to 6. Don't forget my show on Saturday 4 to 6.
Okay. Phone number?
512-543-4662. I'll repeat that one more time. 512-543-4662, 4 to 6 Eastern Time.
4662.
Oh,
I got you. 512-4-6, Lou. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. All right, y'all. Y'all know by this song what time it is. We doing it early. I'm sorry, y'all. I tried to miss that live as fans part.
What?
But, I tried to miss it. I know you are. Look, I almost started, but I said no. You better not crip.
Look, that's what I said I would really crip walk for real, but I don't want to get my butt whooped because I don't know what I'm talking about. with my feet. My feet could be saying some stuff I ain't got no business saying. So I ain't doing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Not your feet.
You
let
your butt whoop.
All right.
You let your butt whoop and say the wrong thing now.
Let's check out who with it. 007, I hear you laughing. I'm assuming you're playing, right?
Yes.
Brother Ted, you in this week?
Yeah, I'm going to run it back.
Yeah, you got to defend your name, bro. 57, you in this week?
Yeah, man.
All right. Tang, you in this week, Tang?
Of course he is.
I'm in. All in.
Of course he is. Oh, hey, that's cute. Reezy Cup, you in this week?
Of course she is.
I'm in.
Okay.
Tell him, Reese.
I don't see me, my Reese. Shoot me my text and let her know that we're going to go ahead and start now because we want to talk about these games. All right, it's all yours, Reese.
It is, because it ain't number two of them, and we can catch her up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about two. Hey, y'all, look. This the NFC Championship game, y'all, and guess what? Your girl is still hanging in there. Your girl is still hanging in there, y'all. Like that little cat, you know how you're hanging on, but you're just hanging on? That's me. That's me.
You know what? I forgot my Betty. My Betty here with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I meant to tell y'all. My Betty is here. Of course she's here.
My bad, Mom.
Yep, she is. She said, you good. Okay. I digress. The NFC Championship game, y'all, 3 o'clock Saturday. 49ers. Sunday.
Sunday.
Come on, Bree. You got my back. Listen to my girl. She got my back. Come on, Bree. I hear you. Uh-huh. That's that girl power. All right.
Don't get us started.
49ers versus the Eagles, y'all. One seed, five seed. Okay?
Mm.
It's going to be at 3 o'clock, guys. 3 o'clock. I'm starting it off. Y'all already know. 49ers for me. I know y'all probably, everybody else going, you know, Eagles. But I don't care. Come on, Reese, where you going?
49ers.
Oh, come on, girlfriend. That's because you love me, I know. Mm-hmm. Come on, 007.
I'm going with the Eagles.
You don't got to say it like that.
Two first.
You don't have to say it all like that.
Hey,
come on,
said it with his chest.
Yeah, he did. Like,
I'm going with the Eagles.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like that. Come on, Ted. Who you going with, Ted?
Fly like an eagle to the sea.
Are you thinking? Come on, man.
Fly like an eagle. Let my spirit carry me.
Y'all,
I want to.
I ain't messing with you no more, Ted. I thought you, man, you was cool. I thought, man, you was, I mean, like, we go back like
car about
seats,
business. It's about
don't.
Business. It's about
okay,
business.
Then,
it ain't personal.
Sir.
It ain't personal because
okay,
I like Bosa. I like Bosa. But I like
you,
y'all squad.
Like
but
because if you like Bosa, you would have picked Bosa. I'm going
but it's
on.
About business.
57. Come on, 57. I ain't hearing Ted no more because Ted did mess me up. Come on, Ted, 57.
I'm glad we are a few miles away from each other. I'm going with the Eagles.
I thought you was going to suck up. My man. I thought you was going to suck up. You brave.
And guess what, y'all? Guess what? This right here for Ted, and this is for 57. My mama is taking the Eagles.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
she probably tired of that commercial every time she talks to you, that 10-minute commercial
you
give.
Y'all gonna be sad and sick.
That's
my queen.
Sick
when I win. Come on, Ked, what you say?
Nope.
He said nope.
I'm going 49ers, man.
Suck up right there, Ted. That's where you suck up right there.
No, man.
Come on, Tay.
You know what? I ain't justifying nothing.
He's scared he might lose.
He don't like the Eagles because he ain't in the division. He just don't like the Eagles.
He's scared he might
lose
his host, man.
Nope. We're going to break it down.
Brother.
We're going to break it down after all this. We're going to break it down.
Thank you.
I'm going to let y'all know.
Thank you,
Kale.
Thank you, Kale. Come on,
Brother Tang.
49ers, baby.
Oh, you know why he picked 49ers.
Tanga did it. You know, you understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all in the field.
Y'all petty, man. Y'all real petty.
End your word about dessert.
Give me a score for the game. For the 49ers. Give me a score for the game. Give me a score for the game.
I got 31-10.
007, you said 31-10?
Yeah.
Come on, Ted, what say you?
I'm going to say 21 to 17.
21-17?
That's a good
Betty
score.
Betty says 24-21. Yeah, it is. 21. Come on, 57. What's your score?
31-27. Eagles.
Okay. Come on, Reese. What's your score?
Reese?
19-14, 49ers.
Did you hear me?
19-14,
49ers.
Gotcha.
Tane,
what's your score?
I'm going 2016. Reese, you got a good score. I'm going 2016.
I'm going 21-17. Did anybody say that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh yeah, no, Ted said that. I'm going 28-17. Come on, Kale.
Can I say this? Does it matter because
yes.
You got opposite teams though? Because I picked
yeah,
the Eagles to win. I mean, but
it matters
for
matters.
Your team.
Because we got another
it
game.
It still matters. Yeah.
Yeah, it still matters.
It still matters. The score this week is the score of each game this week. It matters more than just
it matters.
Picking. Yeah.
Yeah
we normally
saying,
just pick the team. We,
no,
we
what
normally
I'm saying,
just
we,
pick the
I understand what you're saying, Ted. No. I understand what Ted's saying, but we have one more team to go, and then we have everything
yeah.
else to go with it. So it might
yeah.
add up. So that's why I'm saying we don't want nobody to have the same score, even though you have different teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because, man,
and
I already did that this year. We definitely did that once.
Yeah. And it happened. Yeah, that's why you and Cap, because it happened with you and Cap.
I'm going 49ers 17-13.
Okay. All right. Now, listen, guys. I need... Same team we're talking about. We're talking about the same team. I need rushing yards for total for the team. And then we need passing yards for the team. Not an individual,
just,
for the team.
Just the winner.
Okay?
Just the winner, right?
Right, just the winner.
Just okay,
the winner.
Okay.
Just the winner. Kale, you talking. Let's go.
I'm going to go 49ers 100. 20 yards rushing and 150 passing.
Okay. I am going 250 passing and 175 rushing. Tang. Yeah, we rushing. We going up the middle. No, I'm sorry. I'm 105. I'm sorry. 105. I'm sorry. 105. 105. Not 175. My bad.
I'm going 211 passing, and I'm going 106 rushing.
Oh, you sounded. Come on, Reed.
I'm not sure.
All right, we come back to you, boo. We come back to you.
Okay.
Okay, so
man.
Betty says Eagles 175 rushing, and 300 passing.
Oh, my Whoa. God.
Mark, yeah,
you know
that's
like,
it's going to be
right.
It's going to be about that. Come on, 57.
I'm going to say the Eagles, 150 yards passing, 80 yards rushing.
Come on, Ted.
I'm going to say 125 rushing for the Eagles, and on passing, I'm going to go 200.
Come on, 007.
217 passing. Oh, Jalen Hurts going to rush for a touchdown, by the way, and 100-yard rushing.
Let me see. Did I leave anybody? Reed, we back right back to you, babe.
Come on, Reed.
I don't know.
Help her out, Kim.
I ain't helping her. I am not helping her.
Okay, so Reed. Reed,
yes.
How many rushing yards do you think they're going to get the whole team? How many rushing, like running up the middle, running around the corner? How many rushing yards do you think they're going to get?
Oh.
80, okay.
You said 80?
How many rushing yards do you think they're going to get? How many times do you think he's going to throw the ball?
I don't know.
You
think
100? 130.
130? Okay. 130 passing. I got you, Reese. So listen, guys.
Thank you.
If you guys are playing, we still have one more team, but I just want to say this to you guys. The amount is it's $10. It's not $5 mm-hmm. this week. It is $10, okay? Or you can just play for fun. That's okay, too. Okay? If you don't have the $10, you can just pay for fun. We're not pressing anybody out. We just want to do this to, you know, generate a little pocket change for people, lunch money and stuff like that. Okay? All right.
Mima says she'll be back on. She said she'll be back on at 6:30. So we'll get her
gotcha.
When she comes back.
I'll write her name in. I write her name in. Got her. All right, guys. Listen, this game is at Bengals Chiefs at Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be at their house. Okay, this game is in Kansas City. Okay, we're going to start out with who's going to win. Then we're going to do the just same thing. Same thing, you guys. Same exact thing that we just did with 49ers Eagles, okay? Ted, you want to start us off with who's going to win, Bengals and Chiefs?
I got the Bengals.
You got the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What score do you have?
I got 21-20.
Okay, so what's your rushing yard?
I'm going to say 150 for the Bengals.
And
I'm going to say passing. I'm
yeah.
going to say Joe going to hit him for 300.
300, gotcha. Mm. Okay. 57, you up. What's your team that's going to win? Bengals, Chiefs. All right, let me tell y'all about Betty. She's on here. She says Bengals. Let me just get her out the way. And she says 35-34. And, Ma, I need your rushing yards, and I need your passing yards. Hold on, KK. 007, you up?
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Chiefs.
Okay.
The score 34-24.
What's your rushing and passing? Which one you going to do first?
Oh, P. Homie, he going to be passing for 315. And
passing
the rushing yards like and
okay.
rushing 120.
You said 120?
Yeah, 120.
Yeah.
I got you. I love you. That's my granddaughter. I'm sorry, y'all. Not 007. That one for him. It was for my grandbaby. Okay. Tang, you up. Bengals, Chiefs.
I'm going with Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
The score going to be 31-27. And I'm having the Bengals passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
327
mm-hmm.
and rushing yards. I'm gonna give him 106 on that. Same thing I gave on that one. 106.
Okay. Okay.
What you got with these odd numbers?
Right.
I'm going.
Right. See,
I'm going Bengals.
Betty says. Wait a minute. Let me give you Betty real quick. Betty says 300 passing and 125 rushing. Okay, Kill. I'm sorry. You're up.
You good. Bengals,
I had 300 passes. Does that matter?
Yes.
Because
I had 150 rushing and 300 passing for the Bengals.
Mom, you got to change yours. You got to change your 300. You got to either go down or up, okay? Go down from your passing yards, not your rushing, just your passing. Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
I'm going Bengals.
Yep, thank you. Mm-hmm.
21, Kansas City 17. I had 21 for the Bengals. That score has already been said. That score has already been said. 24. 24. 17.
Okay.
And I'm going to give the Bengals 110 rushing and 225 passing.
Okay, so Betty says 305. You guys, 305.
I heard you say the price is right. What is
305? Reese, you up, baby?
Thank you, honey.
Okay, I'm going with the Bengals 23-20. The rushing is 120. The passing is 205.
Come on now. I know that's right. Come on. My girl said she got her stuff. Yes. I am going with the – wait. Come on, 57.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry. Please. Right. 57.
Nah, he is.
Take your phone over
here. No. Hold on. Here he comes. My bad, 50.
Okay.
Yeah, here I am. No problem.
Okay.
I'm going with Cincinnati.
I cannot with him.
The
okay.
score is going to be 20-17.
Hold on, wait.
200 and...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, nobody
okay,
else
2017.
He said 21. Cincinnati, 20-17.
I got
this at 21-17.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, 210 yards passing, 85 yards rushing.
Mm.
Okay. Now, I am going Chiefs, and I am going the score is going to be 21-19.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm doing 275 passing and 127 rushing. Do anybody else have 127? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that is what it is. Now, listen, guys. The kitty has moved up just a bit. It is $10 if you're playing. Okay? It is $10 if you're playing. Okay? The Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5, okay? It should say Mama Boss 5. If you see Tree Top, that's me, okay? All of that is me, okay? Now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We are talking NFL. We are talking this championship. There's only 2 games left. That's what we're talking about, you guys. The number is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Now, Lady T.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? 1, 2, 3, 4. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up. I like a sex machine. Get on up. Get on up. Get up. Machine, get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene, get on up, I like a sex machine, get on up, wait a minute, shake your arm, then use your palm, stay on the scene, I like a sex machine, you got to have the feeling.
Get up, James Brown say get up, get up, get up,
yeah.
Get up on these picks, man, get up on these picks.
Good luck
picks
to everybody.
Right on, right
good
on.
Yeah,
good
luck to Lady T. What did you have for my score?
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say, Ted? I'm sorry, babe. I didn't hear you.
I thought I heard you say 21-17 for my score.
That was
on the
Eagles.
Okay, yeah, got you, got
20,
you. Okay.
You had 21-17 as the score. Yeah. You had
for the Eagles, right?
Rushing and 200 passing for the Eagles.
That's for
right.
The Eagles.
The Bengals,
yes.
The Bengals you had, yes. With the Bengals, you got 21-20 as the score,
yes.
150
yes.
yards
okay.
rushing and 300 yards passing.
Right, I had all that copy. Okay, got you. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much.
No, you're good. You good.
Now,
yeah, you're really good.
The reason I'm picking the 49ers, okay? I'm picking the 49ers because out of these two teams left in the NFC, the 49ers are a little tougher than the Eagles. Now, that's why my score is 17-13, because I believe these two are going to beat the heck out of each other. And the 49ers just have a little bit more than the Eagles have, in my opinion. In my opinion, for this game.
In mine, too.
Yeah. I'm serious. And it ain't no kissing up 57. It ain't no kissing up at all. I just think the 49ers going to take the Eagles. But I tell you what, y'all, it's going to be a doggone good game.
It's going to be a good game.
I'm gonna get up early Sunday morning and cook my dinner because I do not want to miss one snap. Go ahead.
But you know what?
Real.
Let me say this. You know this is not
sure
the first time. This is not the first time that Purdy and Jalen has gone against each other. They went against each other in college.
Yeah,
and
I remember.
Purdy won. And Purdy won.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yep. Oklahoma and Iowa State.
Iowa State. No, it was Illinois and Iowa State. Jalen went to Illinois and Purdy went to Iowa State.
And I was just getting ready to say his brain cleared up and he done came with the wrong answer again.
Oklahoma Sooners. He was with Oklahoma Sooners and Purdy was with Iowa State Cyclones.
Iowa State, He right.
I'm picking the Eagles because I wouldn't dare pick the 49ers.
Ooh.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you something.
All I'm going to say is that's how I pick the most of this season. And that's why I only won, twice? Because I let my heart go. I let my heart go and let what I thought be the decision. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, and then you get the Dallas Cowboys, and they helped you win. They helped you win.
Okay. I know that's right. Well.
Yeah. The
well,
the rump roast not in the pack this time.
He is a jerk.
Oh,
yeah. He is a
jerk.
Well, what like I got told Lady T, it's not personal because I mean, San Francisco got to I got to take my message. A great team. excellent team, all right? They got a great team. But, you know, Bosa, they got a good pass rush, defense, all that good, offense good and all that. But I think there's something about Philly. I just think, you know, as far as Jalen Hurts is a different type of quarterback because they got a good offensive line. They got a good offensive line. And then you got Jalen Hurts. He can take off. You know what I'm saying? He's not slow footed as Dax was. And then they got some good receivers.
Hey, he ain't playing Purdy. I mean, he ain't playing Dax. Yep. He ain't playing Dax.
Well, but I'm saying as far as him going against the defense, Purdy throws a Purdy ball, but he's got to go against Fletcher and that other dude, man. Philly got a good defense, and they ain't playing. And they got some good backfield, too, you know?
Hey, we do,
so,
too, bro. We do,
yo,
too. Defense,
shit, I thought I was supposed to give my feedback, not you defending your team now. Don't defend them.
You
said your pick, I got my pick.
I can't help it. Did anybody else hear what Tang just said?
Oh, what he said?
Yeah, I got to go get my blood pressure medicine.
Yeah. That's what he
said.
I said, Ted trying to make my blood pressure go up. I ain't messing with Ted tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you say, I'll send you some of mine. What kind you take, Tang? I got a whole rack of them. I got a whole rack.
That's why I'm going to wait for September to start talking again, man. I'm going with the bullets right now, Ted.
Hey. And all I want to say is, Reese, I'm going to deal with you after the call. How in the ham sandwich are you the host is white and you confused with rushing and passing?
She wasn't confused. She just didn't know what to pick.
Man,
I got you back,
whatever. Hey, look, and look, I'm trying to tell you, this is Thelma and Louise. Reese is Thelma. And Louise is calling in now. What's up, Meemaw?
Meemaw.
Hey,
Meemaw. What's going on? He's trying to go on your email, Meemaw. He called you Louise.
Yeah.
Down from Louise.
Meemaw always come in and say brief. I'm trying to tell y'all. She always come saying, am I wrong?
Well, I ain't
Meemaw
mad at
always
she
come
has
in and say brief.
Go ahead.
Come on. Come on.
Things ain't even. Why she picked two teams ain't even playing this weekend?
Excuse me, Mom. I only had two picks.
Meemaw know about football now, 57. Watch yourself.
57 only had two picks, so he can't say nothing.
I don't. Come on. Tree. Trees, run down your.
Let me get my real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, for both games.
Oh, she.
No, let me. Okay, so the Eagles and 49ers first. Eagles and 49ers.
I got to go with Philly, 28-24.
28-24? Mm-hmm. Hold on, I think I picked 28-24. Oh,
that's
no, I picked
28-17. You got 28-17.
What's your passing yards and your rushing yards, Meemaw?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, you got me off guard there a minute. What is my what?
Oh, my bad. Passing for the whole game, you're going to do passing yards and rushing yards.
And Philly is the team you pick, so you're picking Philly passing yards and Philly rushing yards.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm just as confused as 57.
Oh, my goodness. See? See?
Okay, so
it
did you win? No, man. You know what? Listen, how many yards do you think? Okay, so what game? What you got the Bengals game? Give me the Bengals score and who's going to win in the school? Bengals
Chiefs. Okay, I got Kansas City 24, Bengals 21. I'll get with Kale about those rushing things because, see, I'm still reading and I don't want to get confused. But how much are they this week?
Oh, this week is $10. This week is $10.
Okay.
Yeah. And y'all, if y'all need my Cash App, just let me know. I'll, you know, make sure y'all get the Cash App. Hold on.
And y'all,
Mom said that's her school. Hold on, wait a minute. That's mom's school. Mom said she picked 24-21. Yep, she sure did. Me and Mom, you got to change your school.
For which thing?
No, she picked 24-21 for the Eagles.
Right, but we
okay.
add them up.
All right. All right, well, give me another score, me, Mom.
For
mm-hmm.
which one? The Eagles?
The Chiefs.
Okay, 30.
No, the Chiefs.
31 for the Chiefs. 28.
Uh-huh.
17.
28. Hold on. No, I got that.
Okay.
I got 28. Listen. 17.
Okay.
32-31.
I got
you.
That. Okay.
No, you don't. No, he don't. No, he don't, me, Mom.
Boy,
go ahead back
man,
to room,
I
me, Mom. We got you. Just give us
okay.
a kill and we put the rest of y'all in the past of y'all. Thank you for supporting
How
us.
How do you go from 24-21 to 34-32?
Hey, I'm 57. Make sure you
guys. Yes, ma'am.
I can audit them next week, okay? Goodbye.
That's right.
Hey, listen. Hey,
real quick, let me say this. Me, Ma said it as a joke, but she's a excellent tax lady. If you guys need someone, me, Ma
no,
is the
no,
person
no.
for
I'm
you.
No, I'm an auditor. Y'all
got
to give me my props.
No,
too,
she don't
too
do that. She's an auditor.
Yeah.
Well,
we don't
messing
her.
With her.
Don't nobody want her
okay.
in their house.
Yeah, she did. Shoot, she the people find stuff you don't want them to find. Mm-mm.
No, that's why I'm coming to see you, 57. I'm coming to find
Mm-mm.
you. So give me your 7 digits.
I live in a box. I live in a box down on M Street, so you can't find me.
Oh.
I know that's right. No
doubt. Tommy, have you seen them?
I can't with that.
Hey, All I know is she's a great tax preparer. She does taxes great. She does taxes
yeah,
excellently.
I do those two. Okay, y'all got to go. Mm-hmm. Take care.
All right, love you, me, Ma.
All right, Nima.
I love y'all, too. All right.
Okay.
All right. Kiss the baby. Kiss that baby for me.
We for coming in on her little break just to do our little, our lady tease pick. We really appreciate our fans. I'm telling you, I appreciate everybody that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Let me just say that real quick. Boom.
Right. And we're gonna take
a
quick break, y'all. After the break. Write it down. Remember it. Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
And it better not be no what the hell moment, 007. 563-999-3782.
That was me.
Okay. We'll be right back, y'all.
You can take that award.
Not me, buddy. Never.
Act like 007 brand new.
I just
That I love that song right there. I want to play it a little bit longer. Let's bring in Rev T. What it do, Rev? It's cold outside. I've been working on the railroad all my lives long. I've been working on the railroad. How y'all doing?
Hey, Rev.
Everybody's good. Hi, T. How you doing? Hi, Catalucia.
Okay.
How you doing? Something like that. Kale's Corner. Kale's Corner. Hey, man, what say you about LeVar Arrington suing Daniel Snyder?
He's suing him now?
Yes, sir.
I need to get LeVar Arrington's lawyer so I can sue them, too. Are you really asking me about LeVar Arrington in the Washington Commanders and Dan Snyder?
Do you want to bypass?
I'm gonna give you a chance to bypass me answering that question, or do you want me to set it off?
Tim, this Kale's Corner. We don't duck. This Kale's Corner, bro.
Okay.
We don't do no duck.
LeVar Arrington got every right to be mad at the Washington Commanders, the Washington Redskins, the Washington football under Dan Snyder's regime. At the end of the day, they screwed that man over. LeVar Arrington was one of the best things that they had to build themselves upon as far as the defense. And they just let him walk down. Dan Snyder really went in the bathroom. No, fuck, he went to McDonald's. And then he waited for about 15 minutes. And then he went and had some of that Popeye's spicy chicken. And he really waited about 10 minutes. And then he went to the bathroom. And he just ran the river all over LeVar Arrington. And ran that man up here out of town. And that was a sign of things to come. But yet and still, though, he was new to it. Yet and still, though, we was new to him. We was in the, getting to know you, getting to know all about you, hoping that I like you and hoping that you like me, yeah? But at the end of the day, though, Dan Snyder, he didn't really want to drink the tea with us. He really wanted to drink champagne and wine while we still drank the water that's boiled from the Potomac River with our tea. And so if you ask me here on Kale's Corner, DMV Kale, Lady T, is 57 on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am so confused from listening to you right now. I don't know what to do.
Don't even worry about it. You need to smoke one. You need to smoke one and just close your eyes and say, I hear him. Kale understand exactly what I'm saying.
I'm with you. I'm with you, bro.
I'm 57. You need to smoke one and get some, take some Melatonin or something and relax yourself. Yeah.
I got to say this. Because unlike everybody else on the call, I was real familiar with Rev T when LeVar Arrington was here. And you didn't like that Bama for nothing. You said, when are we going to see him have a new move? When is Bama going to go When is Bama going to go to the pawn shop and get a new move? And then the news we got on LeVar Arrington was that he was injured. Okay, he's injured, but New York signed him to a contract. And after New York signs him to a contract, he goes out here and have a motorcycle accident. LeVar Arrington is piling on, bruh. LeVar Arrington is piling on. He's getting while the getting is good. Well, right now, while Dan
You lying on Louis LeVar.
You know,
you lying on Louis LeVar. You
You can't talk about Lil LeVar like that. Lil LeVar got one of them little mohawk haircuts where he got a little hair on the top and a little hair on the side, but it still look like a mohawk. He got every right to feel some type of bitter way with Dan Snyder and the team. They left on a bad note. So, I mean, what to expect out of it? I mean, who
am I? Well, let me ask a question.
Dan Spar, you asked me about this. You didn't say on the field. You said off the field. See, you asked me two different
questions. Other than Serena Williams, what did he do?
Exactly.
He didn't do a damn thing. Exactly. And I don't know if he even did that. What did he really do? I think he had a bacon grease moment. His best years was in college, bro.
His best years were in college.
Well, he messed with
not with the Redskins and definitely not with the Giants. He ain't messed with Serena for a while.
Can I say something right quick? LeVar Arrington took a pay cut from the Washington Redskins. I said it. And, you know, he went to the New York Giants because he wasn't appreciated by Dan Snyder. And he told us 20 years ago how his character was. And they show up right now. We have a dark cloud over us.
Dog, what did LeVar do that was appreciative? What did he do?
Mm. That's right. That's what, for what I agree with Carol. What did he do? Nothing.
All we got as Washington fans was the game versus Dallas where he put the quarterback out of the game. Some say in this Aikman's career.
No.
So you saying all LeVar Arrington did was give us highlights and false hopes, Kale? Are you using that terminology?
He the reason why
I'm not. No. Excuse me, y'all. Kale Placebo. Kale know exactly what I'm asking him.
I'm not saying highlights in plural terms. I'm not. Because of Paul Arrington and Arakpo went to the same damn school of defense. And never ever tried to learn anything else. He want to play. That's why he and Sean Taylor got into it when they did, because he tells Sean Taylor, "You the rookie, carry my equipment in." And Sean Taylor looked him right in his eye and said, "You better get your own damn stuff. You ain't doing nothing here. You're a veteran that's worse than a roster spot. Get out of here. Don't come to me with no LeVar Arrington did this and he did that.
So you saying LeVar Arrington gave us false hopes and highlights is what you're saying. Highlights and false hopes.
Let me ask this. Did LeVar sue before?
Yeah.
Did he sue before?
No.
Or this his first time suing?
I think this is second time.
Because he's joining a bandwagon. Like you say, Kale, he's trying to get it while the good and is good. While everybody else got a litigation out against him, why not let me join this and try to get some of that money?
Free Ramsey! Free Ramsey!
Let me get
free
some
Ramsey.
Of this money because I ain't making no money no more because I ain't doing no, I ain't on TV as much.
Let me out. No, let me out.
Let's not forget LeVar Arrington was the dude that fired all his workers at his restaurant before Christmas with no pay. So you want to talk about Dan Snyder doing some messed up stuff to the people? Bruh, clean your yard out, man.
They won't let me out. Let me say something. See, I'm not doing it right now. Right now, I'm enjoying myself being a special invitee panelist guest on KO Corner on a weekly basis. I like doing this. I like doing this. Yeah. But anyway, though, can I share something with y'all that I really wanted to get off my chest today on KO's Corner, if y'all don't mind, outside of, because you side blocked me. That I didn't come on here to talk about Lil LeVar. I didn't bless Lil LeVar. Y'all need Lil LeVar now alone, because he might be the next Reading Rainbow man. So leave him alone now. Now leave Lil LeVar alone now. LeVar ain't didn't bless Lil LeVar. Bless Lil LeVar.
You the only one still talking about him, bro.
Right.
Okay. Now, besides LeVar Ernst, what I really called to tell y'all is that, you know, I went to church on Sunday, Kel, and it was Communion Sunday. And can I say something?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to no Baptist church no more, because if they give me some Welch's grape juice and some crumbled up saltine crackers and say that's the blood and that's the wine, and listen here, man, I'm going to the Catholic church. It's cold outside. I want my blood to be. I need the blood. I need the wine. I need some. What happened to them serving Manus Chevys on Communion Sunday? They serve the Welch's, and it's back on sale. I'm about to go in the store because I drunk so much on Sunday. I like
you need to go to the liquor store for your communion, bro. That's what it sounds like you need to go.
No. I have Hennessy for that. I have Hennessy and salt and vinegar, tater chips, kettle kind, if you will, with that.
That's right, kettle
cook. That's what I'm talking about. I just wanted to express that on Kel's Corner. It was one more thing I had. I can't think of. Yeah, yes.
Well, Rev, listen.
Eggs
costing $9-$10 a dozen. They probably didn't. The Baptist Church, you know, probably didn't get all their communion money and they tithed their offering. So
they don't even sing long no more. They stopped drinking the wine. You know how they used to sing for an hour before they even ate the bread. Yeah, they finished communion in about 15 minutes. I knew something was wrong then. The old men on the front, they ain't want to sing no more. They was ready to get the hell up out of there. I noticed there was a whole lot of them, though, gathered together outside in the parking lot. They had some white cups. It ain't look like the cups that they had in the church, though. Did I say that?
I can't. Don't say that, man. Don't say that.
Yeah. This is the last thing before I go, because I know y'all up on time. If you don't never pay your damn parking tickets in D.C. and they put a boot on your car, listen here. Just look for the man walking down the street that could take it off. And he not going to tell you he can take it off. He not even going to ask you, can he take it off for you? He just going to look how pissed you are. He going to look at you in his eyes, and he going to open them wide. And you got to open your eyes wide back to him, and then he going to take that boot off for you. So you can go ahead down the street. But if I was you, I would just go ahead and pay that damn ticket in D.C.
Yes,
but I stay in Virginia, though, so I don't understand the tickets in D.C. They give a whole lot of damn tickets in D.C., boy. Hey,
yeah.
You fought, you get a ticket. You got a ticket. I'm just saying. I got to go. Y'all know who this is. I ain't never hard to find. Whether it be morning or noon, day or night. Ooh, the D.C. Defenders called me the other night. Ooh, Rev T, the D.C. Defenders. Believe, baby, march with me out in field. February 19th,
yes,
it's about to get funky. Baby. Ow, the Reverend will be in the house, courtesy of the D.C. Defenders.
Get the snake cuffs ready.
Did I say that? They called me the other day. I'm grateful to the D.C. Defenders for reaching out to me. They came to me, man, say, man, we've been trying to find you, whatever. He said, a little birdie be rich. Told them where they could find me at. And, so we popping from there.
That's
you know,
what's
I
up.
Know some
That's
places, people that knew places and stuff and everything.
like chicken wing. Ta 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 ta. They love my crazy ass. I love you, Kale. I love you, T. I love you, 57. Take you all the way to heaven, Kale's Corner. It ain't never, whether it be morning, noon, day, night, night. Listen here, tap into Kale's Corner to get your mind right. Y'all know who this is, the People's Hype Man. Say it with me, Red T. Believe, baby, TJ Savvy is that all. March with me. Ow, love somebody.
Oh, man.
It's a shame.
Boy.
All right.
I can't get those 10 minutes back no matter what I do. Just gone.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
goodness. It's in the ether, huh?
Yeah, they just gone, bro.
Hey,
I'm here, Dale Dawkins.
In all that, Cap has joined us. What's up, Cap?
Hey, what's up, California family?
What's up,
What's up, brother?
Man, I got my hands full. Y'all wouldn't even believe it.
Okay.
Yeah, but all is well, though. All is well. Just, you know, whatever goes on in the world, it affects our site directly.
No doubt.
You know,
the
Memphis police officers who killed the young man.
Yeah, been watching it all day.
They're expecting the same result from the George Floyd murders when they came to site and just destroyed everything, you know, down there in the city center, D.C. So we're prepping for that, but it won't happen. But you just never know.
I got you.
Yeah.
I just wonder why they're waiting until tomorrow night to release the video, knowing that this is going to give these people all weekend and just go crazy.
Because
they
want
to know.
They want the working people to get home safely first. That's all that is.
Well, yeah. I thought about that too, and yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, trust me.
And also they have reinforcement ready, huh?
Yeah, reinforcement. But the sad part is they're taking all our reinforcement. So they got they're gonna have us out there, all, you know what I mean, just willy nilly. But you know, God is in control, so I ain't tripping.
Yeah, he got the last word.
There you go.
Most High. There you go, Cap.
I need the prayer warriors, you guys, for the corner. I know we're taking it somewhere different, but I need you guys for the prayer warriors. One of our family members, I want to say, here on Kale's Corner needs us, guys. I know I'm springing this on y'all last minute, but it was told to me last minute, okay? Now, our prayer warriors, I'm talking about 57, okay? You guys, keep 57 in your prayers. His wife is going through some things. And we just need her to come out on the other end, okay,
Absolutely. Okay,
like she went in. So,
amen.
Everybody at Kale's Corner, y'all know how our warriors are. Y'all know how our prayers go. You know, we just want to send out a prayer for him and his family, which is us here at Kale's Corner plus Grandma, because that's what we call her. We call her Grandma, right? So, Grandma, we love you. This is from everybody here at Kale's Corner. I don't think nobody have a problem with me saying that.
No,
everybody, we love you here on Kale's Corner. We love you. We want you to get through this. You're not alone. We are here with you 1,000%. Okay?
Right.
You are in our prayers 1,000%. Okay? We love you.
I love y'all.
And if you have
I love y'all.
Hey. A prayer for you too, 57, because we gotta understand when our spouse or our mate is going through things,
Absolutely.
That changes our whole direction. So 57, bruh, I don't care if it's late night, whatever, man. You need to talk to somebody, and you can't reach Tane, you can't reach Tree. Hit me up, man. Hit me up and we'll I'll make you laugh.
Thank you very much.
You laugh,
I appreciate
it.
I appreciate the love, too. Thank you all so very much.
We're family.
Betty says, okay, y'all, I love coming to Kale's Corner each Tuesday, and Thursday. I want to wish you all love, peace, and soul to 57. God bless you and your family.
Thanks.
Amen, amen, amen.
57, you don't mind me asking your wife's name? Because we're
Hermina.
Asking, I have a, pardon me?
Hermina.
H-E-R-M-I-N-A,
Hermina.
I'll put it on the prayer list of church.
Yeah, the reason I ask is I have a prayer line that we'll be on every Monday and Thursday. That we're going to be on at 8 o'clock this time and 7 o'clock Chicago time with my guys from Chicago, man. And
okay.
It's very deep, and I'm going to ask them to definitely lift her up, man. So and definitely go call her name out. So we definitely going to have other
Amen.
People praying, man, from all over, bro.
Grandma, she know that's her.
Yeah, I thank you. I thank all of y'all. I love all of y'all, and thank y'all for your prayers. I know,
you
know, speaking for me and Hermina, you know, I know they're well received, and we love y'all, and as much love as y'all sending us, we're sending it back to you. Thank
Amen.
You so
receive,
well.
Brother. Receive back.
Amen.
So 57, you got the last word. Take us out.
Thank y'all. Thank you for the opportunity to break away and talk football, basketball, but most of all, thank you for just being able to talk and speak with people that care about you and people you love. Sometimes without this show, I don't know what, you know, I'd have done sometimes, but it's been great. And I love y'all. It's always been surprising. And I just wish everybody all the best health in the world. And just love the people you love, man. Just love the people you love. That's all
yeah.
I can say.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I feel that, man. I feel that 100%, bro. We might fight. We may argue with one another. And that's everybody on the corner. But the love here is undoubtable. Doubtable. And guess what, y'all? It's the love that's going to send us to the next level. It's the love that's going to send us to the next level. Cause this is a family. It's Kale's Corner, yeah, but this is a family, man. This is a family.
Yeah.
And if one of us is hurting, all of us is. So we're going to send that prayer for Hermina and you, bro, because I know your load will be heavy. It's going to be heavy, but you can carry it. You can carry it. I trust. Yeah. I trust in God.
Yeah.
Come on, Teresa.
Yes.
All right, let me get myself together because I'm over here balling.
You know,
all right.
You know,
because I mean, y'all to know her is to love her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we're gonna be back, guys, on Tuesday, and look at the results of these games. You good?
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. DMV Kale and Miss T, we would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kale and Miss T are
no
here
doubt.
Every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3786. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, we love you guys so very much. I love you guys. And we're going to just enjoy your weekend. Love on who you love on. And make somebody smile. Kale, you have the last word.
You said it perfectly. All I can do is let Kirk take us out. Y'all have a great weekend.
What you do? Come on and
smile. Smile. Yeah.
God's people.
Today's a new day, but there is no
Today's a new day.
Yes,
tell
yes.
Me where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
Yes.
I almost gave up on a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still.
Yes.
Even though I'm empty, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
Yeah.
God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
still,
I smile.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I smile. It's over to the top when you can now. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you smile.
Let's go. Whatever you're in right now.
Smile for me.
Smile.
Can you just smile?
Yes.
And the people say.
And the people say. Guys, that's dedicated to Hermina. We love you, baby.
Yeah.
We're praying for you. Tuesday, man. Love some.